everybody. And welcome to Please Make This, the 100th minisode.
Holy shit, we did it.
That. We finally did that. And thank God it took us 100 minisodes to get to a good unison to get
to perfect unison. Yeah. Not rehearsed.
I'm really, personally.
We just watched this room, we press record. This is what happened.
Yeah, this is organic.
Hi, I'm Hobart. I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Laura. I'm also one of your hosts.
And for this 100th minisode, as promised, we have come to you with our pilot episode of Stepdad, the sitcom.
I can't wait. This is awesome. This is our pilot episode entitled The First Step.
The First Step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that's the first step you got
to
take.
That's the first step. And as always, we have actors joining us to bring our script to life.
That's great.
Actors, we'd love for you to introduce yourselves and tell us who you're playing today.
I am Andreas Aristides, and I will be playing the roles of Braxton, Henry, and Roy.
Correct. Yes.
Good job.
I remembered what you told me 5 minutes ago.
Again, we all walked in this room, we just like slammed record.
Just threw scripts at people and said, here!
Here, do this! Hurry!
Amazing. Well, I'm Sophia, too. There's only one of me, but my last name is two. And I am playing Amy, and that's the only person
Beautiful.
I'm playing today.
Beautiful. Woo-hoo. Nailed it.
All right, well, strap in, everyone, because I am Nick Olson, and I'm here to play the character Nick.
Wow.
Typecast to a T.
Yeah. We had to give Nick the character name Nick or he wouldn't know what to do. Yeah.
I get lost.
Hey, this isn't my name. This feels disingenuous.
Every line that he always goes, oh, that's me? Okay.
But we're very excited that we have y'all around the table to read this pilot episode of about a family who in every episode has a different stepfather figure that either adds or detracts from their life, depending on the episode. It is a chaotic show, not represented by this pilot, which is about them getting mired down in a boring stepdad.
Yes.
So here it is, our pilot episode, The First Man. Laura, take us away.
Hey, thanks so much, Hobart. Interior First Man Presbyterian Church, day. Dearly beloved family and friends are gathered in the simple chapel of First Man Presbyterian Church for a wedding. At the altar, the priest is going through all the marriage rigmarole as a couple. Henry Henderson, 40s, a very, very average but kind man, and Cassidy, 40s, an outgoing and eccentric mother of three, stand hand in hand smiling at each other. The priest is saying general wedding ceremony jargon as the guests look onward.
If anyone has any reason why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace.
The priest kind of gives a weird look to the crowd, maybe even waiting for someone to intervene or someone to just say something. But in the pews, we see Nick, early 20s, Cassidy's oldest son, laid back, cool, probably not very popular at college. Amy, 16, Cassidy's middle kid, default in charge, type A, ambitious. And Braxton, 12, the most stereotypical younger brother vibe you can imagine, sitting in a row. Braxton takes a deep breath in like he's about to say something. Nick glares across Amy at his younger brother and angrily mouths, "Don't." And Braxton immediately looks innocently back. "I wasn't going to."
"Braxton, shut it. I was just going to ask if we were getting pizza after this."
"Will you two be quiet?
Nick started it."
Nick hits Braxton in the back of the head, half playfully, half actually hard. To reach him, he has to lean over Amy, who looks supremely annoyed with her brothers.
"Ow!"
Amy elbows them both in the ribs. They wince silently.
"Both of you, stop scuffling. You do this every single time."
They look up to see that the ceremony is at its end. Cassidy and Henry kiss as the congregation rises to applaud. The kids remain seated, Braxton still rubbing his ribs and head. Nick looks resigned to their new fate.
"You know, I have a good feeling this one is going to work out."
Opening credits.
Step one, realize you need someone.
Interior of a hallway lined with wedding photos, all featuring Cassidy with many, many different husbands. From the small glimpse we get at the wall during these credits, it's as if she's been married thousands of times. The locations and husbands change in every frame, and there's always three children off to the side, Nick, Amy, and Braxton. Sometimes they are older, younger, disappointed, excited, worried, etc. It's been a long and very strange journey, and as the credits and the very catchy theme song come to an end, we see their family home, a mailbox at the end of the driveway that has recently been painted over to read The Hendersons. Title on screen, Stepdad. Interior living room day. Nick, Amy, and Braxton are watching TV, their favorite show, Sir Billy the Kid, the Medieval Cowboys, playing on TV. Interior King Wendell's Kingdom on the television. In the stone interior of King Wendell's mighty castle, Sir Billy the Kid, a former outlaw from the year 1880, now a knight in medieval Europe somehow, bows to the king, his sword and six-shooter at his side.
I can slay your dragon, King Wendell, but you can keep all that treasure. Your daughter's hand in marriage is the only payment I need.
The king nods with as little emotion as possible. The camera pans to his beautiful daughter, dressed in all yellow, wearing one of those cone princess hats you often see in Halloween costumes. Her hands are clasped in front of her chest longingly as she lights up at this news. Yay! Interior living room day. Braxton starts clapping along with Princess Polidette's enthusiasm, and Nick and Amy look genuinely on the edge of their seats as they watch their favorite show.
I can't believe Sir Billy and Princess Polidette are finally going to get together.
It's been 6 seasons.
Cassidy comes in through the front door holding a box. She sets it down next to the door and walks over to turn off the television. Braxton stops clapping and shrieks.
Mom, no!
Nick and Amy look similarly horrified, turning to their mom, immediately ready to argue. Cassidy puts up her hand and stops them before they can respond, waving a single finger at them. Hup! Up, up, up. No lip from you three. I want you all to come and help move in the last of Henry's stuff.
Mom, why can't he just get movers?
I don't see why he needed to bring that many books when he moved in. There's no room for all of them.
First of all, they're not books. They're his magazines. And second of all, Nick's in college now. We'll just put everything in his room.
Ugh, seriously?
Yes, you hardly live here anymore. And besides, you didn't mind when Stu moved his gym stuff in there or when Gerald needed a place to put his plasma screen TV. Henry's magazines are no different.
You're just going to use my room to store boxes of magazines?
Before anyone can object, Cassidy interjects. Well, kids, I have to run. You know me, off to something exciting.
What is it this time?
Skydiving with the girls. Your aunt got me an early B-Day gift. With that, she's off, and it's clear there's no getting out of this. Interior, Nick's room sometime later. Now in Nick's room, there's a comical amount of boxes amongst the regular furniture. We're talking stacks and stacks of boxes, and it's implied that all the kids move these by themselves. They each carry one but last box and set it down.
Okay, last one.
She sets it down and collapses on a nearby box. They're all huge and very heavy looking. Braxton lays down on the ground nearby.
I don't know, guys. I think Henry is going to be a total snore. It's like every new thing I learn about him makes him even more boring.
I miss Gustav. He had all those cool power tools.
Look, I'd prefer my room be used for Gustav's woodworking or Stu's weightlifting. But we need to at least give this guy a chance, right? Mom married Henry for a reason, and maybe there's just something we're not seeing.
Aren't you too busy partying at college to care about what your room gets turned into? If anything, me and Braxton are going to suffer the most. You think I need a guy like Henry around during my senior year? I'm trying to live my life. And what about Braxton?
Yeah, what do you do?
I just want to do kid stuff. That's my dynamic. I'm just a little guy. I like sports, cartoons, and a mystery third thing that I won't tell you till later. End of list. You know, get off my case.
Exactly. And Nick, Henry's weird and boring. Okay, look at all the evidence.
What evidence?
Exactly. There's nothing. So far, we know his name, his favorite flavor of ice cream.
Lime sherbet. It's not even ice cream, Nick.
But that's it. Otherwise, he's just a smiling enigma. A two-dimensional man who apparently fell into some void and came out of the other end into our world as our new stepdad. What's even in these boxes?
Amy stands up and opens the box she was sitting on. Inside, it's filled to the brim with old copies of Better Home and Garden magazine. Braxton opens another box, same thing. They give each other a look like, surely these are not all boxes of old issues of Better Home and Garden magazines. And look to Nick. He opens a box. Oh no, it's the same thing. Suddenly they hear someone behind them and turn to see Henry holding an issue of Better Home and Garden magazine rolled up in his hand. They all jump, but Henry doesn't seem to notice as he smiles and waves at his new stepchildren.
Hello, stepchildren.
They all jump a little, not expecting the energetic entrance. Then, for a beat, they all just kind of stare at him, expecting him to say more, and it's weirdly uncomfortable.
What you reading there, Henry?
Henry happily unrolls the magazine in his hand.
This little ditty is this month's Better Home and Garden. It's a really nifty issue. Lots of info on hedge trimming. I see you all got your hands inside some of my boxes. Be careful with those, okay? They're very important to me. So if you want to borrow one, just make sure you bring it back.
They all just kind of nod. Amy takes a step away from the boxes. They are all really unsure of how to respond to that. Henry still smiles his painfully cheery and average smile.
All right. I'll catch you kids at supper time. Your mom's making my favorite, a sandwich. And thanks for all your help moving me in. I feel really at home.
Small beat here where Henry is just smiling as if almost frozen. They all slowly nod as he exits just as quickly as he entered.
See, was that so bad? He seems really nice. We really need to give this guy a chance.
Nah, I'm over it. You can give him a chance, but don't say I told you so when he bores you to death with hedge facts. What about you, Braxton? Whose side are you on?
Look, I'm just a kid. I want the simple things in life. A stepdad to play catch with, a higher allowance. If Henry can do that, he's all right with Braxton. I'm gonna need to do further research. I'd like to at least play catch with him first.
There you go, Braxton. Now that's a way to be a good son.
Nick goes for a high five that Braxton does not return. Amy looks at him like that's embarrassing, but Nick is knowingly glaring back at Amy, expecting her to change her tune as well. She's not going to.
No, I'm not going to. I'm out of here. I'm going to pick up Grandpa for dinner. We're having a sandwich.
Amy leaves Nick's room / magazine storage. Braxton looks to his older brother.
Bet it's going to be a turkey sandwich.
No way. This guy's a ham guy. Everything about him says, ham guy.
They shake hands. End of act one. Interior Grandpa's condo, Crescendo Retirement Community. Enter Grandpa's very cool and well-decorated condo. We're talking brightly colored furniture, fur rugs, abstract paintings lining the walls. From this, he seems extremely rich, but we will never know how he made all of his money. Grandpa, 70s, a chill yet youthful stoner type, is playing video games on his red leather couch, yelling into his Xbox headset.
How'd you like that, you little bitch? You just got your ass beat by a 70-year-old man. Oh yeah, that's what your grandmother said the night your mother was conceived. By me. Because I'm your granddad, bitch.
He bursts out laughing. And his laughing fit laughs for a little too long. And then there's a knock at the door.
All right, fellas. See you tomorrow. Good luck on that math test tomorrow, Lucas. And remember, none of that shit matters. I mean, unless you want to be in one of those careers that uses a lot of math, then it's very important to take that shit seriously. Or don't. Good talk, boys.
He turns off the TV with a remote. This is an old person who's good at electronics. Look at the stereotypes we're breaking here. But doesn't get up to answer the door. He just kicks back on his couch, grabbing an alarmingly large bong from under the coffee table.
Door's open.
Amy enters as Grandpa takes a fat rip from his pipe.
Hey, Grandpa.
Grandpa starts waving the smoke in the airway and coughing a little bit.
Hey, kiddo! Look at this new smoke trick I learned.
A ring is very cool, Grandpa.
Wanna hit?
Grandpa, no, I'm only 16.
And you passed the test. No weed till you're 21, capiche? It'll fry your brain. Look what it did to me.
He starts to laugh uproariously again. He has fun. He tries to get serious.
Aye, I'm hungry. What's for supper?
Amy's energy immediately drops, noticeably different.
What's on your mind, kiddo?
Hey, Has Mom ever married someone that you just really don't like?
Hell yes. How much time you got? I've got a whole list. There was that cop and that private detective and that other cop. The list goes on. What's wrong with this one?
He's really boring.
Huh. I guess I haven't really noticed. Then again, I haven't really spoken to him much. You know how fast your mom moves.
Well, that's the thing. Normally, the guys Mom marries have something really cool that they bring to the family. What happens when Mr. Home and Garden magazine becomes the stepdad we have forever?
Well, if that's who your mom wants to spend her life with, then that's who you got, kiddo. I bet once you get to know him, you'll think he's just fine.
Just fine?
Sometimes that's the best you can do in life. Sometimes a sandwich is the best you can do, and that's all right, because sandwiches are great. You'll understand when you're older, honey. There's a few things in life as good as a sandwich. Christ, I'm high. Well, all right, let's see what all the fuss is about.
There is no fuss. That's the thing.
I'm sure there's fuss. There's always fuss. I bet if we dig deep enough, this Henry guy is just full of fuss.
Interior of the family home continuous. Henry sits at the kitchen table sipping a glass of water and reading a Better Home and Garden magazine. He smiles politely as he turns the page. Braxton enters the kitchen, taking a deep breath to approach him. He's holding a baseball and two baseball gloves.
Hey, Henry?
Hiya there, sport.
Henry puts a weird emphasis on the word sport. He's now smiling up at Braxton, waiting patiently.
Do you want me to put a weird emphasis on the word sport?
It was pretty weird.
It was pretty weird.
Okay, good.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I meant it to be super weird.
Yeah, I know, it was great. Nailed it.
Do you want to maybe play some catch in the backyard?
Okay.
Braxton reacts somewhere between surprise and dread.
All right, let's do this.
Interior of the family home sometime later. Grandpat and Amy enter into the home. Nick's sitting in the living room, reading a Better Home and Garden magazine.
You too, huh?
I'm trying to find common ground with our new stepdad, unlike some siblings I have.
How is it?
Nick keeps reading almost in defiance.
It's very, very boring. But I'm learning all about tulip planting.
Then Braxton enters from the kitchen. Something seems off, like he isn't hurt, but he also isn't happy either.
You okay there, Brax?
Well, everyone, I did it. I played catch with Henry.
And how was that?
It was awful. It was just the worst catch I've ever experienced. We stood there in silence, except for when he said, "You know, it's almost vegetable season." And then he throws, but there's no heart to it. It's like he's just trying to get the ball from point A to point B. And I feel like I'm more boring now because of the 30 minutes I spent with him. This is one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
Yikes, that's not good.
See? I told you guys, not worth the effort.
No. Look, Henry doesn't have any kids. He's not used to talking to 12-year-olds. I barely knew what to say to Braxton. He's probably a man's man. I'm going to ask him to do what cool dads and cool dudes do, and sit on our front porch and have a beer. Everyone's more fun when they've had a beer in their hand.
Nick leaves the room and returns moments later from the kitchen holding two beers and posing as if to say, "Don't I look cool?" And as he goes, he keeps talking.
I bet if I shoot the shit with old Henry, I'll find out what he likes besides home improvement magazines and referencing the weather. Mark my words, this stepson's about to find out what makes his new stepdad tick.
Cut to exterior, the family front porch sometime later. Nick and Henry sit on the front porch. We see Henry politely sipping his maybe half-empty beer. Nick has at least 3 empty bottles in front of him and is very close to finishing the drink in his hand. He is fighting for his life in this conversation.
So, you got your degree in accounting. Cool. Did you do anything fun after college? Travel anywhere?
I really thought about it. But instead, I really put my time into my home. In my garden.
So, you like music? Movies? Podcasts?
I've been attending webinars online recently.
Webinars? For what?
Oh, nothing in particular. I just love to enroll and listen to someone so I can take notes.
Nick deflates completely. He chugs the remainder of his beer and reaches under his chair, grabbing another and starts chugging that one too. He waits to see if maybe Henry starts to guide the conversation next, but he just looks around smiling.
Would you look at that grass? Nice. And long.
Page break. Speaking of page break, time for a host break. Interior. This would be where the commercial break would go.
Yeah.
Interior, the family home, living room, immediately after. Nick bursts into the house from the front porch. He's coming in hot. The door slams open behind him. He's carried all of his empty beer bottles and looks genuinely tense and frantic, like he might drop all the bottles at any moment.
Okay, you're right. He's awful. The magazines are awful. The conversations are awful. There is not one redeeming quality about him because he simply does not have enough qualities.
Amy, Braxton, and Grandpat just look at him. They all agree.
Ha! I told you.
Easily the lamest guy Mom's ever married. Remember the astronaut?
Ooh, I love that guy. He had all those great space stories.
Dinner!
Interior of the family home, dining room, dinner time. The family is now sitting around the dinner table, the dining room table. In the center of it is a plate of ham sandwiches. The conversation is not flowing. Everyone sits there silently. Henry and Cassidy smile in their marital bliss, thinking all is well.
Another sandwich, Henry?
This really is a great ham sandwich, Cass. Braxton quickly and begrudgingly slides Nick a $5 bill. Amy sees an opening, maybe trying to lighten the mood, maybe trying to prove how boring this guy really is.
So, Henry, how's, anything?
Henry looks from looks to her from staring straight ahead at Cassidy, swallowing a mouthful of sandwich.
Everything's just peachy keen, Amy. Thanks for asking.
He returns to the sandwich.
So, you read anything interesting in Better Homes this month?
Henry considers this for a moment, then sets his sandwich down.
Well, they had the most fascinating article about mulch. You see,
montage, Henry's seminar on mulch. We see the faces of the family as Henry goes really deep into this mulch article. There's a chance he's reciting it from memory. Braxton looks like he's about to sprint for the door. Nick is on his fourth or fifth beer. Grandpat is on his phone. Amy struggles intensely to maintain a look like she's listening. And Cassidy looks on, weirdly proud, like she's never seen this side of Henry before and is overjoyed to see him connect with the family. At the end of the monologue, the monologue-tage,
nice,
that was a term that we coined while writing this. The plate of sandwiches is empty. Henry smiles in the at the table and stands.
Great dinner, honey. Now I'm going to go... Shit. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
You're so hard on yourself when you miss the line.
No. It wasn't me being hard. I dinner time ends, and I imagine it being dark out, and he's going to go mow the lawn. And that's what got me. I was like, this dude is fucked up. Great dinner, honey. Now I'm going to go mow that lawn before it gets dark. It was looking a little long.
The family sits in silence. Did that really just happen? Who mows the lawn at 7 p.m.? We see that at the window that Henry powering up the lawnmower, the biggest smile on his face as line by line he starts mowing the lawn in the background. Cassie stares at the window at him, pondering, and after a brief moment...
Guys, I'm worried things aren't going to work out with Henry. He just seems a little boring.
Everyone breathes a massive sigh of relief, life immediately back into the room as they all proclaim the issues they have with their new stepdad.
Oh, thank God. I knew you'd see it eventually, but I really didn't think it'd take this long.
He is single-handedly the worst catch I've ever played, Mom. Do you know how easy it is to have fun playing catch? How did he ruin it?
Yeah, Mom, Braxton's probably going to be on the bench this season.
Don't say that!
Yeah, I'll be honest. I know very little of what this guy's deal is, but his vibes are terrible.
Well, wait. If you all disliked him so much, why didn't you tell me?
A quick silence. They really could have just told her?
I don't know, Mom. You seem so happy. Like, we didn't want to get in the way if he's what you really wanted.
Grandpa gives her a thumbs up as if to say, "Atta girl, now that's a kid who takes my lessons to heart." Amy smiles back and then immediately shifts back into her teen tone.
Or something sentimental like that.
Well, come on, guys. You know you can always tell me anything. I know I've been really busy lately with work and life, and there's been a lot of changes around here over the years, but who I bring into this family is not something I take lightly. I guess I just thought Henry would be sort of a... I just thought Henry would balance us out a little for this family. We get into a lot of kooky adventures. I thought you'd want a break from... traveling with rock bands, or going to space, or managing a small but successful local bakery. And heaven forbid we get stuck on another deserted island.
But don't you think Henry would get in the way of all of us ever going on kooky adventures ever again?
Yeah, Mom. I love our kooky adventures.
Hey, I love you guys.
Grandpat hug. Grandpat hugs the three kids tightly. Cassie turns to look out the window at Henry. He is mowing the lawn very neatly, a blissful blank look on his face. Interior. First Man Presbyterian Church Day. We're back in the church from the beginning of the episode. Nick, Amy, and Braxton sit on the same spot in the pews. Maybe they wear the same things they did the last wedding. And maybe their attire is slightly different, but still the same vein. Their mom stands beaming up at the front, wearing a slightly different wedding dress than her last wedding. She smiles up at her new husband, Roy Royson, 40s. A very, very average but kind man. Played by the same actor as Henry Henderson, but this time with a mustache.
Remind me if I ever want to get married to go to that coffee shop Mom keeps finding these guys at.
What?
Ew. I'm going to be romantic eventually. It runs in the family.
Shush. Guys, you need to stop talking so much during Mom's wedding vows. This happens every time.
I wouldn't say every time.
Nick leans over Amy and once again hits Braxton's head.
How? What was that for?
Be quiet, you both! They're about to kiss!
Cassie and her new man are pronounced husband and wife. The attendees cheer, and Amy gives her mom a very big thumbs up and nod. Opening credits again!
Step one. Realize you need someone.
Everybody needs somebody.
Step two. One who makes your dreams come true.
Ooh.
Step three.
We see the interior of the hallway lined with wedding photos, all featuring Cassie with many, many different husbands. From the small glimpse we get at the wall during these credits, it's as if she's been married thousands of times. The locations and husbands change every frame, there's always three children off to the side, Amy, Nick, Braxton. Sometimes they are older, younger, disappointed, excited, worried, etc. It's been a very long, strange journey. as the credits and the very catchy theme song end, we see that their family home and the mailbox at the edge of the driveway has been recently painted over to read The Roysons. Title on the screen, 1 week later. Interior living room day. Amy, Nick, Braxton are watching TV. Their favorite show, Sir Billy the Kid, Medieval Cowboys, playing on TV. On screen interior, the castle, Sir Billy is the kid is running up a black metal spiral staircase, a medallion around his neck and his lasso in his hand. The stairs clang underneath his spurred boots. You better run, Merlin, you yellow-bellied son of a bitch! Back in the living room, the TV clicks off. The kids all jump back. They needed to know what was going to happen next. We see Cassidy setting the remote down. She holds up a single moving box in her hand.
Kids, I need you to help us move in the rest of Roy's stuff into Nick's old room.
The kids all roll their eyes. Not this again. Amy marches over to her mom and takes the box out of her hand.
What are you doing?
Seeing what hobby our new stepdad likes this time.
Cassie smiles, rolls her eyes. Her kids do the darndest things. She exits.
You kids have fun. I have to go get a fitting for the book signing.
On the coffee table, Amy opens the box. It's full of records. The kids all seem to lighten up a little bit.
Records. Now that's a normal and appealing thing to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool dads like records, right?
Amy is paging through the contents of the box.
And there's some, like, good music in here. Not just jazz, not just jazz! Oh, or Halloween music like that one guy liked.
Sometimes I really miss Spooky Dan.
Oh, who cares?
Is he cool? Is he a cool dad?
I think he might be.
Standing in the doorframe stands Roy, their new stepdad.
Well, hey there, kids. How's everyone doing?
Great, Roy.
Great to hear. Peachy keen. Okay. Well, if anyone needs me, I'm going to be setting up my speakers in Nick's old room. Probably going to take me the rest of the day. You know, a good sound system takes a lot of know-how.
Montage. Roy's seminar on sound equipment. Roy begins monologuing about all things sound systems. Aux cables, sound quality, electricity usage, decibels, ear protection. The kids' excitements fade drastically as he drones on and on. This is not what they wanted, nor what they expected. They basically have escaped one dud and gotten roped into another. The kids have all taken seats and are staring off into space by the time Roy has finished.
Oh. Gee, would you look at the time? I should get started. Just wait till you kids hear how good these records are gonna sound. You're gonna really feel the warmth.
Roy exits. The second he leaves, they all break, as if they've been holding their breath.
I'm feeling something, and it's definitely not warmth.
I'm sorry, what was that? Can someone in this room please explain to me what that was?
That's a boring stepdad.
But two in a row? What did Mom just run out of interesting people to marry?
The kids all consider that actually might be a possibility.
Okay, let me be the resident optimist here. Let's look at the positives. He does own records, and he has a mustache.
I like the mustache.
But is that enough? A mustache? Really? Have we all just lowered our standards? I'm strongly disappointed in you both.
We can't chase away every guy Mom marries. You said it yourself. Mom's been married a lot. Maybe there's just not many interesting bachelors left. If we get rid of Henry and get rid of Roy, who's next? A Steve?
Amy, no! We can tolerate Roy. He's not Henry, at least.
Nick points to his brother as if he's made a very good point.
Exactly. He's not Henry. He's Roy. I can personally learn to like Roy.
Roy comes back down the stairs in a hurry. He immediately turns to the kids.
Have you kids seen my wire cutters?
This is enough to make the kids like Roy again. Nick and Braxton start chanting. Amy reluctantly joins in.
Roy! You kids, bring it in. Make your new stepdad feel so welcome on move-in day.
They all hug, classic end of sitcom style.
You know, I really love your mother, and I'm just so happy to be a member of this family.
For now.
What was that?
Nothing, Roy. It was nothing.
The end.
Yeah!
All right, there you go.
Pilot episode. We did
pilot
it.
Pilot episode of Stepdad. Who knows what adventures they'll go in next? We've been talking about it a lot.
We've been talking about it. We're excited.
We're a lot. Now that the chains are off, they can run wild.
Exactly. Free from Henry and Roy. Free from Henry and Roy.
Pirate Stepdad episode two.
Pirate Stepdad episode two.
Yes. Vampire Stepdad.
Yeah, that's what all the message boards are saying.
Yeah, they've really been talking about this idea they haven't heard yet up.
Yeah.
I could probably watch full seasons of Sir Billy the Kid.
I know.
Yeah, we had too much fun with
that. We find a better show within that show.
It's like, damn it!
I just wonder what his beef time with Merlin is.
Yeah. That vibe, I couldn't take it. It was really good.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much to our readers for reading. You all did a great job.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming to read for us.
We also want to thank producer Mike.
Gotta thank producer
for
Mike.
Coming up with our amazing stepdad
very catchy theme song.
It is indeed a very catchy theme. We wrote it last week, and I have not stopped repeating it, singing it in my house. It's kind of driving me insane, so I hope it's wormed its way into your ears, too.
Yay!
Thanks, Producer Mike.
Thanks, Producer Mike. We love you. And we should wrap up this mini-sode. This is the little spiel I do at the end. Follow Please Make This on social media, please. We are at Please Make This on TikTok and Instagram, at PMT Podcast on Twitter. And maybe if you're like, man, I don't want to wait for a whole new episode of Please Make This to come out, but I want another podcast to listen to, might I recommend Hobart's other podcast, NPC Inc.
Or Laura's We Read It.
They're both great podcasts. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be it for this 100th mini-sode.
We did it. Hey.
We did it.
Cheers, buddy.
Clink.
And now we have a pilot.
And thank you all for being here. And we'll be back next week with a brand new movie.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's drink 100 beers.
Woo! Woo!